Welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Drink a Little podcast, where we talk about exploring the world of wine and spirits while not letting it take over your life. My name is Kelly Doherty. I'm a joyful child of God and a certified life coach. I'm also a wine educator and wine and spirits brand designer. I'll show you how you can navigate your relationship with alcohol and how that mindset spills over into the rest of your life. We'll learn about the world of wine and spirits together, all while bolstering your confidence that you can have boundaries around alcohol and live your most amazing life. This is episode number 37, and it is called Kaleidoscope. It is about a petite Syrah from California, and how this works is at the top of the show, we taste a little wine and see where something about that wine, the character of it, the name of it, or that story leads us into a coaching conversation about not over-drinking, but living our most balanced and fruitful lives. So today's wine is called Kaleidoscope. It's a 2021 Petite Syrah from California. And Petite Syrah doesn't really mean a smaller Syrah grape. Syrah is a grape variety, and then this looks like it would just be a smaller berry or something like that. But it's actually a distinct grape variety with Syrah as one of its parents. It's a Syrah child genetically, and it does have that great black pepper character that comes from Syrah, but they are technically not even the same grape. And so let's look at this one. What I love about this is it's so dark and very pigmented wine. Say hello to high antioxidants. And when I look into this one further, it says on the back it's cellared and bottled by Michael Mondavi family of Napa, California. So Mondavi, a very famous family name. Michael Mondavi is actually Robert Mondavi's son. And so if you've seen those commercials with the iconic figure of Robert Mondavi, this is his son. And cellared and bottled, when you read that on a label, it means that, yes, it was aged and bottled in Napa Valley, but the actual location or appellation, how we call it, is where the grapes are grown, where it comes from, is anywhere within California, because that's what's on the front. It just says California. So no problem there, but just be aware when looking at labels at what you're purchasing. And that's probably reflected in the price point. This is not an expensive Napa Valley wine, even though it's by a famous Napa Valley family. What it is a fun wine with a kaleidoscope of flavors. That's the name. And any wine with depth does have a kaleidoscope of flavors, but I love this. This is where the adventure begins, tasting all those different flavors. So let's give this one a little swirl and see what we smell. I smell blueberry. I love a blueberry expression because it's not super common. Usually we're talking about red cherry, black cherry, that type of stuff. And so I love a blueberry expression. I'm going to give it a little taste. Definitely blueberry on the palate as well. But it's got a lot of the darker fruits. It's got plum, it's got dark raspberry, dark blackberry. And then on the back of the palate comes with some of that vanilla espresso, some things coming from American oak. And so it does have a great range of flavors. And this is a full body. So if you are a full body person, Petite Syrah is your game. And it does definitely have this kaleidoscope of flavors. So a beautiful name for this wine. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Great name, kaleidoscope. I haven't looked through one of those little cardboard ones since I was a kid, maybe 10 years old, but that's one of those experiences that really sticks with you, that you can just shift it a little bit and envision a totally different experience. And twisting it and changing it just a couple of degrees changes the pattern, changes your perspective. And all the colors are there with those beautiful light reflections when you look into the sun. Don't look directly at the sun. I know we just had an eclipse. Hopefully y'all are good. But that is so fascinating to me that just one little shift can change it. And so that's how I think about my life and all of my habits. What if I just change things just a few degrees? It might look totally different. And a lot of times we can feel stuck in our ways. I know a lot of people I talk to use that word stuck. I'm right there with you. We feel that we're stuck and we believe that we're stuck. And we can even be aware that this belief is not helping and still feel stuck and not know what to do about it. So that's what this episode is about, shifting our perspective just a little bit. So things that I've thought about that I feel stuck on sometimes, or I've heard people in my world feel stuck on, you have this belief, maybe we believe I can never break my habit of drinking. We believe I can never get to a meeting on time. Or I cannot keep up with the house work around the house. And these are all common beliefs, but they're not required beliefs, and not everyone has them. So it's possible that if you had one of those beliefs or identify your own, there's lots of beliefs going around. It's possible that your belief is not true. And so I ask myself, can I turn this kaleidoscope just a degree? Can I ask myself a different question? Can you stop, step back, and savor just a moment and appreciate where you are and ask what you're supposed to be learning in this place that you're calling stuck? Because it's just a label. When we're stuck, we tend to focus on that stuckness and not on the little shift that might unstick us and give us a totally different view of our world. It's totally natural to focus on what is not working for us, but what we focus on, we get more of. And that is why people say, have gratitude, be thankful. And I know a lot of us are like, grumble, grumble, yeah, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, but this thing's going wrong and I'm stuck. So that practice of gratitude, especially first thing in the morning, fires up your brain to focus on the things that are working and not focus on the things that are keeping you stuck. There literally are a million different outcomes, and sometimes we just see one, and sometimes we see a few. But if we think of it as a kaleidoscope and we keep turning the kaleidoscope, then we can see these million different outcomes. And if we keep pointing it at different points in the sun, you get even more. So I want to share with you a book, and this is literally the most frustrating book I've ever read. That's why I want to share it with you. It's humbling, a little bit strange, mostly frustrating, mostly life-changing. The writer is named Byron Katie, and her book is called Loving What Is. And that sounds easy. Just love what is. And it's work. It's called, her process is called The Work. So I'm like, okay, I'm up for a challenge. Let's do the work. And she has a strange story. I'll let you read the book. She changed her way of looking at the world over literally overnight. And that in itself is fascinating because I'm more of a process person. But if you're process or you're change things overnight person, it doesn't matter. What we can apply for ourselves is asking the four questions she asked in this book to pull yourself out of your logical reasoning, that reasoning that's keeping you stuck, or even emotional reasoning. Pull yourself out of it to open up and see different perspectives. Even when you see them, you still get to choose. You can go back to what you were thinking before. That's totally fine. Or you can just check in and see, is this a right fit for me? Some things that came up for me in this process. So here are the four questions, and then I'll give you a little example in there. You would start with thinking about something that you believe strongly. but also know that it's something that's hurting you or holding you back. And so you would ask, is it true? And of course, if we're having a belief, you're like, yes, it's true. It's absolutely true. These people did me wrong. Whatever's happening. Let's take the belief, I can never break my drinking habit. Is it true? Maybe it seems true at this moment. Okay, write it down. Write down all your thoughts around this. Is it true I can never break my drinking habit? And then the second question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? So absolutely knowing is scientific. It's not based on your feelings. It's not based on your assumptions of what other people are thinking or doing. And it's really hard to know anything outside of yourself. So can you absolutely know that it's true that you can never break your drinking habit? The third question is, how do you react or what happens when you believe that thought? And that can be one thing, how you react, or it can be 20 things. What happens when you believe that thought? And those can be positive things for your life and they can be negative things for your life. Get them out on paper and look at them. And the fourth question is, who would you be without that thought? I can never break my drinking habit. Who would you be without that thought? There's just one word difference between I can break my drinking habit and I can never break my drinking habit. And our brain, we've talked about it before, cannot perceive the difference between what's actually happening and what you're telling it. So if you're telling it, I can never break my drinking habit, your brain will work towards that becoming true. But if you're telling it, I can break my drinking habit, maybe I just haven't figured it out yet. Your brain will look for ways to make that true as well. So that last question of who would you be without that thought is the place where you get to see that kaleidoscope of options. Anything is available when you're not so set on what is true and what is not true. And this is just between you and the paper. So you don't have to justify it to anyone. You are literally just looking at what is true for you, regardless of the people around you, and what is not true for you. And it's healthy to question these things. We don't have to change things just because we're flexible enough to ask the questions. But when we're stuck, what I've seen is we let go of that flexibility and we don't ask the questions. And then we actually start believing ourselves that we are stuck, and then we get in that cycle. So rather than just believing, hey, you know, I'm totally stuck, what about thinking, at this time, I'm struggling to see things in a different way? That's okay. That is not a full 100% belief of I'm stuck. I'm struggling to see things in a different way has potential to change overnight. It's very different than having that deep-seated belief that I'm stuck and I will never change. So ask yourself any questions you want, but I love these four questions for how deep they make me dig. They're very simple. I'll put them in the show notes. Whew, but they're deep. And when we have a thought about anything that we see is not really helping us in our lives or helping someone else's life, question, who would you be without that thought? You can start with something small. You can start with something big. I started with the smallest belief. Who would I be without the belief that I'm clumsy? Easy enough. Start small or start deep. It doesn't matter. Just start. Okay, that's what I have for you this week, my friends. Next week, we will be tasting a Pet Nat wine, and I will let you know what Pet Nat means. and it's a style that we haven't talked about before. So I'm very excited about Pet Nat Wine. And so we'll talk about why it's different, unique, and tasty. So tune in. I will see you next week. If you're working on shifting your perspective and changing your view of being stuck, I do teach to a deeper level. I have a one-on-one coaching program tailored to your needs where we cover how to stop overdrinking, how to love yourself for all the right reasons, and emotional well-being. DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or go to kellydoherty.com/cheers to learn more.